20 minutes later, when Mameha and her maid were ready to leave, I fetched their shoes and arranged them on the step in the entryway, still keeping my head down and feeling every bit as nervous as I had earlier. When her maid rolled open the door, I felt that my ordeal was over. But instead of walking out, Mameha just went on standing there. I began to worry, and I'm afraid my eyes and my mind weren't communicating well, because even though I knew I shouldn't do it, I let my eyes flick up. I was horrified to see that Mameha was peering down at me. "What is your name, little girl?" she said, in what I took to be a very stern tone. I told her that my name was Chio. "Stand up a moment, Chio. I'd like to have a look at you." I rose to my feet, as she had asked, but if it had been possible to make my face shrivel up and disappear, just like slurping down a noodle, I'm sure I would have done it. "Come now, I want to have a look at you," she said. "Here you're acting like you're counting the toes on your feet." I raised my head, though not my eyes, and then Mameha let out a long sigh and ordered me to look up at her. "What unusual eyes," she said. "I thought I might have imagined it. What color would you call them, Tatsumi?" Her maid came back into the entryway and took a look at me. "Blue-gray, ma'am," she replied. "That's just what I would have said. Now how many girls in Gion do you think have eyes like that?" I didn't know if Mameha was speaking to me or Tatsumi, but neither of us answered. She was looking at me with a peculiar expression, concentrating on something it seemed to me, and then, to my great relief, she excused herself and left. Granny's funeral was held about a week later on a morning chosen by a fortune teller. Afterward, we began putting the okia back in order, but with several changes. Auntie moved downstairs into the room that had been Granny's, while Pumpkin, who was to begin her apprenticeship as a geisha before long, took the second floor room where Auntie had lived. In addition, two new maids arrived the following week, both of them middle-aged and very energetic. It may seem odd that Mother added maids, although the family was now fewer in number, but in fact, the okia had always been understaffed because Granny couldn't tolerate crowding. The final change was that Pumpkin's chores were taken away from her. She was told instead to spend her time practicing the various arts she would depend upon as a geisha. Usually girls weren't given so much opportunity for practice, but poor Pumpkin was a slow learner and needed the extra time if anyone ever did. I had difficulty watching her as she knelt on the wooden walkway every day and practiced her shamisen for hours, with her tongue poking out the side of her mouth like she was trying to lick her cheek clean.